Hi everyone, this is Tracy Carvels. Welcome to Flyaway Travel Writing Class, Module 2, the all-important pitch letter. Now the pitch letter is one of the most important tools you need to understand in order to write about travel. It's your introduction to editors. It's a way of introducing yourself and your story to an editor to grab their attention, so they'll want to publish your story in their magazine, newspaper, or website. So there are some very handy tips that you'll need to learn in order to write a really great pitch letter. It's, you know, there have been books, entire books written about this subject because it's truly the way that people send off their ideas and get them published. And, you know, they use this for books and other types of articles too. So it's a very good craft to master. So the first thing, it might sound very obvious, but you want to make sure you have the right editor, and you also want to make sure you have the correct spelling of their name. There's one editor that I pitch all the time, and her name is Anne, and she spells it with an E. So I'm always very mindful to make sure that I spell it right with the E, because I have a few friends who don't spell it with an E, so I could easily get mixed up. So it's just very important to be mindful when you're writing them a letter to have their name spelled properly. Never write "to whom it may concern" or "dear editor." Make sure you have a specific person. Now the next step is to have a very riveting introduction. Now I always pitch my articles by writing the first paragraph of the story to the editor. I never say, "Oh, hello, I'm Tracy, and I'm heading to Peru next month. Would you like a story?" You never say that. You always, always, always have a story to tell them. So I start out setting the scene. You want to set the scene with details of where you are, what you're doing, what the story is about. That way it really draws the reader into your story, it draws the editor in, and they'll gladly say yes if you really nail this part down. Also included in this first paragraph of your story or your pitch is this very important sentence that I've been telling you about. This is the crux of your entire story. It's the hook of your story. What is this story about? What exactly will you be writing about throughout the entire story? So you want to make sure this hook is set in place, that you know what the story is about, because if you don't, the editor won't know. They're not going to guess or say, "Oh, these are great ideas. Why don't you write about X, Y, and Z?" You have to tell them what your ideas are. So, for example, there's a pitch that I sent to the Boston Globe, and you'll see that in the fun work that goes along with this module, and I broke it down to show what's important to have in this pitch letter. So I wrote about cooking schools in Paris. I wrote about how I love to eat out, but when I was in Paris, I was longing to cook, and that's sort of the hook of the story. So you really need to nail down this hook, and it can take a lot of work. I've worked on it for a long time myself. It can really take a lot of effort and thought and work. But once you get that and once you master that, you'll be able to pitch stories all the time. That's, to me, was one of the hardest parts of writing, was just getting this hook down, really nailing it down so it became a story. And once you do this, that's the main part of your story, of your pitch. And when I say story and pitch, it's because I always present the first paragraph of my story as the pitch. And then after this paragraph, you want to tell them all the details. You want to tell them how many words your story will be. You can give them an estimation, because basically magazines and newspapers are filling space, so they know how many words fill a certain space in their publication. So you might say, "Oh, this will be 1,200 words, and then they might come back to you and say, "Oh, we'd really like 1,000 words, or would really like 1,500 words. It's up to them, but it's good to present a certain amount so they have an idea of how long your story is. You'll also want to let them know if you'll be providing photographs. Now, this is another way to make extra money because you'll get paid for these photographs. I'm not a photographer at all, but I've managed to snap a few decent pictures on my iPhone, no less, that have been published along with my stories, and I've gotten paid for them. Or you can also work with the destination that you're going to. Say you're going to a hotel or a resort. They always have pictures, and you can provide those with your story as well. So you want to let the editor know. Now, the next important part of this puzzle is a mini bio of your lovely self. So it's about 2 to 3 sentences, just letting them know something about you, maybe where you went to school or where you live. Perhaps you could relate something about your life to the story. Say you're writing about a place where you've traveled every year for 10 years or a place where you had a major revelation while hiking up a mountain or something like that. Or maybe you were researching honeymoon spots before you got married and you became this expert. So you kind of want to convey to the editor that you know what you're doing and you're the perfect person to write this article. So in the case of my story about Paris, I write about food a lot, so it was natural that I would write a story about cooking in Paris. So you can also let them know if you've published in the past. And if you haven't, I would just omit this part. But if you have some lovely clips, please include them. Some links, some PDFs, or just write, my articles have appeared in Condé Nast Traveler, the New York Times, the Washington Post, wherever you've published, let the editor know so that she knows you have experience. And if you don't have experience, it's okay. If you have a great, great story, they'll still be interested, even if you haven't published anywhere. So the biggest, biggest, most important part is the story. Again, because if they love the story, they won't care if you've never published a story before. So once you get that down, and then you have a few under your belt, you'll be publishing more and more and more. Now lastly, the editors like to know that you're familiar with their publication. So in this last paragraph, when you're talking about yourself in your clips, you could also say, I think this story would fit in with your X, Y, and Z column, or it would make a great part of your X, Y, and Z. You know, different magazines have different sections, and they also have different themes throughout the year sometimes. So if you know this ahead of time, you could say, oh, I have this story on romantic dinners in Tuscany. It would fit in with your Valentine's issue. So if you have a little tidbit of information about the publication and how your story can relate to it, that can go really far too. That tells the editor, oh, she knows my publication and she's done her homework. We'd love to have her write something. Now the last thing, and this might seem obvious, but you want to have really great writing. You want to have great writing, no typos. You want to make sure everything's grammatically correct. And you just want to make sure your writing flows. Of course, this is a craft that you're learning, or you may have already mastered, but it's so important. So before you send off a pitch, read it, reread it, have someone else read it. Have someone take a look, make sure there are no typos, because you want to make a very, very good first impression if it's your first time pitching an editor. Because chances are your first pitch might not make it through, but your second, third, or fourth might. I'm constantly pitching editors. So, you know, if there was a glaring typo in the first one, they might delete the rest of mine. I don't know. So you want to make sure they're very clear and perfect. And I usually just sign the pitch letter sincerely with my name, and I always leave my phone number, even though no one ever calls me. They usually just email all the time now, but it's nice to leave your number in case they want to chat with you. And that's the gist of the pitch letter. So if you read the fun work for module 2, you will see one of my pitch letters that I've deconstructed for you, and you can start working on your own pitch. It's very, very fun, and I hope you get to master it. And once you do, you can just pitch all the time. And I want to leave you with this little tidbit of this very successful journalist I met about 10 years ago. She said, you should have send out 5 pitches every single week, and you should always have a pitch on an editor's letter desk. So if there's one editor that you just pitched and she said no, pitch her again. Pitch him again. Just constantly pitch. So if you have 5 out every week, it's a numbers game, and I'm sure you'll get some of your stories published. Anyway, goodbye for now, and I'll see you during module 2.